This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Mary Lyons and Kevin Don Levy joined me live in studio. They've been doing some research about the history of the Irish in Central Virginia. And you go back to, we'll let folks know about the website, but Mary, you go back to really the period that you're looking at is the construction of the tunnel through the Blue Ridge, because the construction of the railroad as it moved through Virginia, the Irish sort of came along with it, didn't they?
I mean,
they were the primary labor force, right?
Yeah. And our research stretches from 1850 to 1860, which is when they built the Blue Ridge Tunnel and three tunnels in Albemarle County.
So that, yeah.
Plus connecting tracks from Ivy to Stanton.
And now remind us, too, what were the Irish doing here? Was it a result of the famine in Ireland, Kevin? Was that it, that they were just looking for work, or was this just, you know?
They weren't looking for work because even though the potato crop had virtually disintegrated because of the plague, the infestation, there was plenty of food in Ireland, and had not the English government shipped the vast majority of that food out of Ireland, there would have been plenty of food. So the people were pretty desperate, and the ones who were desperate, of course, were the ones who came here because they were desperate to get out of oppression and starvation, and obviously the roads here were paved with gold.
Yeah, yeah.
They thought.
So tell me about who were these guys, and were there any women, and, you know, what was life like for them working on this railroad in, you know, as it went through Charlottesville and out through Albemarle County and up into the mountain?
Well, we have documented 2,000 names, and that includes the workers, single men, married men with families, and enslaved African Americans who worked on these tunnels. We don't have a good idea of what life was like, except they worked all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot died.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Accidents or?
Explosions, landslides, rock slides rather, cholera, sunstroke, violence, you know.
Probably we're going to end up with a figure, don't you think, Mary, of maybe 150
at least who
died during the construction. 150 of these Irish people. Apparently no slaves died, for although they were given pretty hard work because there was slave owners' money involved as an investment in the slaves. You would work them up to a certain point, but not beyond that.
So you didn't work the slaves as hard as you worked the Irish.
Exactly.
Because somebody owned those slaves. And nobody owned the Irish, and they didn't want to lose the money on the slaves.
Well, they didn't work dangerous work. They did back-breaking work. But they were not allowed near the explosion areas,
yeah,
where they used the black powder.
The cholera was a frightful thing, too, because it was sweeping various, as you might know, sweeping various urban places in the U.S. in the 1830s and in the 1840s. And it also swept through County Cork in Ireland, and the great bulk of these Irish workers on the railroad here in Albemarle and in Augusta County were from County Cork. So they came over here with a sour knowledge that, A, they were being oppressed, B, they were being starved to death, and C, they thought they were getting away from the cholera. And that was another little unpleasant surprise that they had discovered here. And I think we're at the point now that we can say that at least three dozen Irish people died of cholera up on lovely Afton Mountain.
Wow.
Men, women, and children.
And that just happened. I mean, there was cholera at UVA at the time. I mean, in the 1840s,
yes,
and 50s, there were outbreaks that, you know, would kill students. And, you know, they're buried, mm-hmm, in the university cemetery, some of these kids.
There was cholera in Scottsville, in Stanton. As the Stanton Spectator newspaper said at the time, in all quarters of the country.
Yeah. We're talking with Mary Lyons and Kevin Don Levy. They've been doing research about the history of the Irish back in the 1850s, building the railroad through Albemarle County and the Crozet Tunnel. The website, if you want to learn more, is clanmore.blogspot.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's C-L-A-N-N-M-H-O-R. It's a little bit, I'll do it again, C-L-A-N-N-M-H-O-R, clanmore.blogspot.com. So Claudius Crozet was like the engineer, mm-hmm, who had this, and from what I've heard from Rick Britton, I mean, his engineering skills were amazing. You know, beyond what we have today. I mean, they were just amazing what he was able to do back at a time when they're just dealing with, you know, dynamite and picks and shovels and mules and drag lines. I mean, it was unbelievable what they were able to accomplish. How many tunnels actually are the quote-unquote Crozet Tunnel through the Blue Ridge?
There's four tunnels, and this was, Coy, pre-dynamite days. So they had to use black powder.
So they don't even have sticks of dynamite.
Exactly, and no shafts, because the main tunnel, the Blue Ridge Tunnel, is 700 feet below the apex of Afton Mountain. So that was too far to run a shaft down. So they had to go into the mountain. And sometimes they only made 19 feet of progress a month.
Wow. Gosh.
And then there were...
You know, think about a foot a day. You've got dozens and dozens of guys just slamming away at this hard, hard rock with picks.
Amazing. Know? Going through solid rock.
And drills.
Solid rock. But it worked. You know, Crozet wore people out. He wore thousands of picks out. And, you know, he got his tunnel. You know, he had started it on both the Augusta County side of the mountain as well as our side of the mountain, and in the month of December of 1856, the two digging parties met, and his calculations were right on the money.
Did it go through on Christmas Day, or is that a myth?
That's a myth. We have examined by now thousands of pages of primary documents, including payroll records. We don't have all the payroll records, but the ones that we have are very precise and detailed, and we know that there was virtually no one working on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So this has gotten repeated through the years from one magazine or newspaper article.
And again, this is 1856. When the tunnel goes through, when do they run the tracks through right away, and when does the train go through?
1858.
So 2 years later, the trains are going through, and that just changed everything, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, you have that changed everything. You finally have this train running across Virginia for the first time,
connecting it economically, the eastern part with the western part.
Culturally,
socially,
they
could get across and go to all the springs and the resorts and enjoy the cooler air. And, you know, and people were anxious. They were really impatient.
They wanted that.
You want to tell them about the temporary tracks?
Right. The digging of the tunnels, those four tunnels, got to be so difficult, even with Crozet's expertise and brilliance, that another man that went to the same engineering school with him in France persuaded the state that he should be allowed to build a temporary track in two different places while Crozet was hammering away through the mountain. So this fella, who was a good engineer, set up his own temporary track in two places and actually got a train of sorts across the mountain.
Really?
Crozet and his crew were banging away.
I'd never heard of that. Interesting.
Well, his name was Elliot, Charles Elliot.
So there was a train that crossed the mountain before Crozet. Just went over. Where'd it go over?
But
it went over in about the same place we think.
Through Afton. Through the Rockfish Gap.
Through the gap, right.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't attempt to do any tunnel work at all. It just sort of hauled trains over the top of the hill.
It went around the tunnels that they were building, like Brooksville Tunnel. Which is in western Albemarle. It was up on the mountain, and it went around the tunnel construction.
We're talking with Mary Lyons and Kevin Don Levy. They've been doing research about the history of the Irish and the building of the Blue Ridge Railroad. The website is clonmore.blogspot.com. So I'm curious, what happened when the tunnel was done and the railroad's done? What happens to all these Irish? I mean, do any of them stay? I mean, we know we have... You know, the history of Vinegar Hill comes from an early Irish settlement in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. Was that guys related to the railroad project? Do we know, or
we think not.
It's just a different group of Irish that were just living and settling in Charlottesville.
If you look at the 1840, 1850, and 1860 census, you see the 1850 group. They were not here in 1840, and most of them were not here in 1860. Almost all of the ones in Albemarle County, and there were plenty working in this county, left. A good number stayed in Stanton because there was a Catholic church there, so that they had a community that they could rally around.
Yeah. So not a lot of them settled in Charlottesville.
And none in Nelson.
Which is not to say, obviously, that there wasn't an Irish community in Charlottesville. There was, but insofar as the Irish who were working on the railroad,
right.
not a lot of them stayed.
Correct.
Or and there's not a lot of evidence to say that they did.
Now, what happened with a lot of these Irish is they went with the railroad work as the railroad went through the valley, Shenandoah Valley, and over through the Covington and the Clifton Forge area and into West Virginia. And some probably went all the way to Cincinnati. Cincinnati seems to have been an attracting force for some reason. Because at one point, for instance, there was a labor dispute, one of several labor disputes, when the Irish up on the mountain said, Monsieur Le Creuset, you are working us too hard. You must give us more work because we are dying too fast. And Creuset basically said, well, I'm limited by what the state will approve of you getting paid, blah, blah. So at one point, some of the workers downed their tools and went to Cincinnati saying, well, we know they pay $1.25 a day instead of what you're paying. And they got to Cincinnati, found out that wasn't quite the truth because the managers there in Cincinnati had learned from the managers here how little they could get away with paying. It's a very class-oriented struggle working on the railroad, we found.
Yeah. I mean, America has truly been built by cheap labor.
Yes.
There's no question about it. And it's just these different demographics and immigrant groups coming in at different times and settling and being exploited and taking advantage of and paid next to nothing. And it was their turn. It was just the Irish were built the railroads.
Well, and one of the things that Creuset very deliberately did was bring in enslaved laborers in order to be able to lower or suppress the wages of the Irish workers. So that was very, systematic on his part, and he succeeded.
So put the Irish next to slaves, African-American slaves working.
Well, it just meant that he had a labor force that the Irish could look around and see that they could be replaced.
Right.
And they, went on strike every year for 5 years. But eventually he, used the enslaved labor force to make sure that he could keep those. The wages did go up to $1.25 for about a year, and then they dropped back.
$1.25 a day?
A day, yeah. I mean, it depended on the job you did. If you were a blacksmith, you got more. If you were a blaster, you got more. But if you were a floorer, someone who cleared away the debris and worked, very closely in the tunnel, but not blasting, you got $1.25. And then that dropped.
Mary Lyons and Kevin Don Levy, they've been doing research about the history of Irish and the building of the Blue Ridge Railroad, the Claudius Creuset Tunnel. It broke through in December of 1856, and the train started running in 1858. The website, again, is clanmore.blogspot.com, C-L-A-N-N-M-H-O-R, which means what? That's Irish. It means what?
It means great family.
Great family.
Because we wanted to focus on the Irish and their families and the enslaved workers, everyone who labored on that construction. And one of the things that's really important to us, Nelson County, I know, is talking about doing a rail-to-trail up in Nelson County, including the tunnel, because they now own the tunnel. And we would ask officials to honor the fact that this is more than a potential playground for outdoor enthusiasts. It's really hallowed ground because people died there. You know, and they died all along the connecting tracks, and we know that for certain. So we'd like to see that extra dimension added to any educational aspect of the rail to trail.
Yeah, that'd be very appropriate. Absolutely.
Well, Mary, it's also analogous to what's happening around other parts of the U.S., out in Michigan and Illinois, when the canal went through there. There's been a tremendous amount of research being done on that canal, because most of the work was done by Irish people. And there have been educational shows and small museums set up. Same thing has happened on the Erie Canal and the C&O Canal, where Irish people did the work. And as part of my research on a larger Irish project, another thing that we're going to push for is sort of exhibitions of what the Irish contribution was to the big canal in Virginia, the one that ran from Richmond over to the Blue Ridge.
Yeah, yeah.
The James River and Kanawha Canal.
Right. James, Kevin Dunleavy and Mary Lyons. The website is clonmore.blogspot.com. Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.